Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, November 18th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Pre-order the new Hyper Juice, the world's smallest 100-watt USB-C charger at 40% off for a limited time only through the link in the show notes below. Now that the 16-inch MacBook Pro is available to the public, the folks at iFixit have gotten their hands on one to give it the full teardown treatment. Perhaps most notably, this teardown provides a close-up look at the new Scissor Switch Magic Keyboard, which replaces the infamous Butterfly Keyboard. The keys themselves of the new Magic Keyboard are said to be very easy to pop on and off. This means that if you get something stuck under a key, you can simply take the key off and clean underneath it. This is a major improvement compared to the Butterfly Keyboard, where even the smallest bits of debris could cause major reliability issues. In its early testing, iFixit found that the new Magic Keyboard on the 16-inch MacBook Pro is much tougher and more resilient than the Butterfly Keyboard. iFixit compared it to the Magic Keyboard that Apple sells for the iMac and Mac Mini, as well as the Scissor Switch keyboard used in earlier MacBook models that predate the Butterfly switchover. iFixit also found during its teardown that Apple seemingly had some room left over inside of the 16-inch MacBook Pro. The company included a 100-watt-hour battery, which is the largest allowed on a plane in the United States. The new 16-inch MacBook Pro is slightly thicker and heavier than the 15-inch model that it replaces, but iFixit notes that because of the extra room inside, future models could eventually slim back down. You can find more pictures and video from iFixit's 16-inch MacBook Pro teardown at the link in the show notes below. In other news, if you're a Hulu with live TV subscriber, the company has some unfortunate news for you. Starting on December 18th, Hulu is increasing the base price of its live TV package from $45 to $55 per month. This is the second price increase to hit Hulu live TV subscribers this year. Back in January, Hulu raised prices from $40 per month to $45 per month. Hulu does note that it makes it as easy as possible for users to switch between different packages and subscriptions. For instance, if you only need live TV for a few months of the year during sports season, then you can easily start your subscription at the beginning of the season and then cancel it as soon as the season is over. Price increases have become very common in the streaming TV industry this year. AT&T has been forced to consistently increase prices on its customers due to new deals with TV networks. Meanwhile, Sony recently made the decision to completely shut down its unprofitable PlayStation streaming TV service. One possibility is that Hulu will make a smaller bundle of channels available at a lower price point. Currently, the base Hulu with live TV package includes over 60 channels, which is likely more than many customers want or need. Therefore, a smaller package of channels at a lower price point could prove to be popular among some Hulu subscribers. Rounding out today, Apple News Plus debuted back in March, and Apple was quick to tout that the service attracted over 200,000 subscribers at that time. Now, a new report from CNBC details that since then, Apple has struggled to add new Apple News Plus subscribers. The report cites people familiar with the matter and says that the number of Apple News Plus subscribers hasn't increased materially from its first couple of days. What's also unclear is how many of those 200,000 initial subscribers converted from free trial to paying customers. Furthermore, Apple News Plus recently expanded to the United Kingdom and Australia, but it seems as if that expansion has had little effect on the overall subscriber base. From a publisher perspective, CNBC quotes an anonymous publisher who has been disappointed with revenue from Apple News Plus so far, with actual earnings being far lower than original estimates. Another publisher added that revenue growth from Apple News Plus has been lower than anticipated, but ad revenue from the free version of Apple News has slowly but consistently climbed. A report last week suggested that Apple is looking at bundling Apple News Plus, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Music. Bundling Apple News Plus with TV and music would likely attract more subscribers to the service, but the success of that bundle would depend on how low Apple can get the monthly price without hurting Apple News Plus publishers. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a closer look at using HomeKit secure video with the Logitech Circle 2 camera. We've also got a detailed comparison of the 13-inch MacBook Pro against the all-new 16-inch MacBook Pro. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.